The new facility will be built across the street from the current center. It could be completed by late next year. President of the group's board of directors, Brian Bowser, says it will be three times the size of the current storefront location on Detroit Avenue.
Providing services to youth and elders, a brand new program that will be upcoming as part of our strategic plan to serve our trans individuals, and as well as expanding our services for people from throughout our community at the new center. So it'll be a beautiful space. It will be up and out on the street, not in a basement, but out in the public eye on a major thoroughfare.
The expansion is made possible by an anonymous $1.8 million donation and a $500,000 matching grant from the Milton and Tamar Maltz Family Foundation. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.